True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Coleman running things behind the scenes. We have on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, color analyst for the New Orleans Saints, and you hear him here on Sports Talk quite a bit. Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Well, Mike, I got a request.
Give it to me, baby.
I need to be an honorary Bayou boy. If I'm not an honorary Bayou boy, then I don't know if I can come back on with you. I mean, you and Bobby can't just be Bayou boys. I need to find out what I need to do to be an honorary Bayou boy.
Okay, Deuce, I'm going to go to Coach O on this, but I think he'll let you have that that honor.
Hey,
Coach O, Coach O going to give you that honor.
If he's on the committee, then I feel good about it.
Yes, indeed. I'll never forget, this is a couple of years back, and it's before Edwin Edwards, who was former governor, and we did an event, and he had to speak that night. And he told me, he always called me, he said, hey, Kunas, he said, do something for me. I was like, what you got? He says, one, I got to talk before Hebert. I have to talk before him because he said, I don't want to be having to order breakfast at this supper tonight. I'm like, okay, Gov, I'll make sure that you talk before Bobby. And he said, you know, every time I turn that radio on, he said, to hear you and Bobby, and he said, you know, if I get on, there ain't no questioning where we grew up. No question where we grew up. So, well, hey, Deuce, but we're going to bring you in. We bring you
well,
into the fold.
I appreciate it. I mean, hey, if you've been in Louisiana long enough and you can hear the accent, it comes through proudly. So a lot of people down there on the bayou are proud. And, you know, I hear it all the time. And obviously you talk about, you know, Coach O and just, you know, what he's been able to do and accomplish. And a lot of pride and a lot of hardworking people as well are down on the bayou.
No question about that. Grew up here all my life, still live here. And Bobby laughs all the time because people will ask, Mike, how it is to live in the big city? I was like, I don't know. I still live on the bayou. Ax Hebert, he lives in the city, not me. And so it's one of those deals. Deuce, I get asked this a lot, and so I'll throw it to you. I only got one answer for him, and I always tell him it's going to be a lot of Alvin Kamara running and catching. But what is this Saints offense going to look like Sunday against the Cardinals?
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of Alvin running and catching, but I do feel like that they have some other weapons. I mean, the question is, can you get Alvin in space, and can you get those other weapons in space? And so the opportunities will be there, but, you know, the one thing that you see when you go back and look at the film from this preseason, this team can be explosive. My question for this team is, can you go 10-plus plays and be able to punch it into the end zone? Because you've shown that you can pick up yardage, but you've also shown that you will have a mistake, whether it's a turnover, whether it's a penalty, whether it's instead of being second and short, I have a penalty that negates that first down, and it puts me back at 2nd and 20 or 2nd and 15, and now I can't overcome that. And I end up having to either punt or kick a long field goal. For this team to get to where it wants to go, they've got to hit on explosive plays. And all of them don't have to be. I mean, hey, it's great to have plus 40 type plays. But if they can hit on, and I haven't put a number out there as far as runs and passes to have explosive plays, but there has to be a number. There has to be a number of explosive plays of plus 15 or plus 20. There has to be a number of explosive runs of plus 10, plus 20 for this team to be successful, because very few games, and Mike, you noticed, very few games will you be able to win by kicking 4 to 5 field goals and no touchdowns.
No, you ain't winning much that way, I guarantee you. No way. But, you know, I keep hearing this, and I don't know who puts this narrative out. Say, man, you know, my biggest concern is Kelvin Banks Jr. at left tackle. And I'm like, okay, he's certainly not the biggest concern. He's way down the list. You know what really concerns me on offense is their interior play. The two guards, Cesar Ruiz has not had a good training camp or preseason. And I've watched Dylan Raiden's enough with the Titans. He struggled. When they put him in there as a starter, didn't matter if it was tackle or guard, and most likely he's going to be your starting left guard. Deuce, on offense, that to me, the two guards, because I know McCoy can play, and I know one thing, Talaasi Fuaga, he's a man out there on the right side. But my big concern is what you're going to get in the interior, because I think the Cardinals are going to try to attack the Saints right there, right over the two guards.
Why wouldn't he? I mean, I really think outside of the center, they're going to say, okay, let me see if I can create a mismatch here. And I do think Caesar will play up to par. He hadn't had the best as far as, like you said, camp as far as against the Rams. You know, there was a couple of plays where he didn't play his best. And then in the games, you know, there were just some things that he and the tackle have to handle a little better. But I'm not as much worried about he as I would be the left side. I mean, Banks is still a rookie. He has not given me anything to worry about, but he is still a rookie. And so you can't leave him in too many situations where he is just one-on-one. If you're going to throw the ball 35 times, you can't leave that young man to pass block by himself in 30 of those times. If maybe 10 to 12, but outside of that, give him some help. Give him some influence, whether it's a tight end, whether it's the running back chipping. You've got to be able to give him some help. There can't be 30 drop-back passes, and even a screen. There can't be 30 drop-back passes where you're expecting him to do it one-on-one. And the left guard, I just need to see it. I mean, because I have a rookie left tackle. I have a new guard, whether it's Trevor or whoever it is at the left guard spot. I need to be able to see it, because I can help there a little, but I can't help the guard and the tackle. And so if that makes sense, you know, then you give yourself a chance offensively.
Deuce, with the return of Vellante Taylor back in practice, and I think that's really good news for this football team. Just by the way, Brandon Staley's going to use him this year in a lot of different ways, in the slot, also outside. We're going to see him as a blitzer. We saw a little bit of that last year. It depended on the game. How he was used that way, but he's such a big part of this defense. To have him back at practice is really good news.
Mike, I'm not throwing him out there for 95, even 100% of the plays. If I use him, it's going to be probably 40 to 50% of the plays. It's just, you know, we've seen it too many times where you throw a guy out there immediately, missed all the camp, missed 3 or 4 weeks, and now you expect him to play up to par. It just doesn't happen like that. I'm going to use him. He's a big part of what they want to do. But I'm probably going to give him 50% of the work and let him build up into, you know, where he needs to be, not only from a mental aspect, but just from reps. You know, I understand. I know you're a veteran and you're a really, really good player for us. But at the end of the day, I'm not throwing him out there 100% of the plays.
Deuce, we're going to see a new safety combination. Your thoughts on what you've seen and what you expect with Julian Blackmon, who last year, man, I give it to him. He's a tough guy. If I'm advising him, you know, he started 16 games last year with a torn labrum. He didn't tackle well. He played the pass pretty well. But, man, I talked to Rick Venturi, who does the games for the Colts, and he was like, Mikey, every game, it was an adventure because he really had no strength on that labrum, you know, with the shoulder at all. And then Justin Reed. But you've seen Blackman in practice. I know Bobby's told me this too. Mike, he don't show no ill effects from the labrum surgery. He looks good. That safety combination with Reed and Blackman could be a really nice addition to this football team in 2025.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know, if you can get some turnovers from that back end group, you know, and whether it's seven total, eight total interceptions, fumble recoveries, then I think you've done really well with the safety room. I mean, they've done a nice job of being able to, whether it's catch it off of ricochets or just be in the right position to be able to come up with interceptions. They've done a nice job. You're going to have your hands full this week with the tight end, though. And that is one of the favorite weapons of Kyler Murray. And so I'm intrigued on what you're going to do, how you're going to play it. We know that you can do it with linebackers. But if I've got safeties that can cover, I'm going to be able to use it in that manner as well. The other part of it is, how will they truly use the safeties? Will it be, you know, a kind of four across type look as far as cover four? Or will they try to rob the middle and go cover one? You know, in certain situations, I'm sure they will. But, you know, you've got a lot of versatility with both of those guys being able to play the deep middle, you know, and then obviously when you talk about playing quarters, they can both do it. But the biggest thing for me is, can you create turnovers? Can you create turnovers and come up with the ball? That's going to be critical for those safeties and really those corners as well.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was going to ask you, who would you line up? I think that'll change from play to play. But if you in watching film of what I saw last year toward the latter part of the season with Kyler Murray, almost as soon as he got the snap, Deuce, he was looking right at Trey McBride. His head swung right to that spot. And you know what? Even if you knew it was coming, he would get open. That to me is amazing. That Trey was able to kind of beat that, because if that's a giveaway to me, okay, the coaches see that too, but still, McBride was getting open. If he were playing in New York or Chicago or Los Angeles, man, he would be an all-world guy. But because he's in Arizona, a lot of people really haven't heard about him, and unless you're in fantasy football, and he put up all those numbers for you last year.
Yeah, I think if he would be on a lot of covers. You know, you talk about the different covers of magazines and national papers, not just like you talked about statewide type stuff. McBride would be the guy. I mean, but he's his favorite target, no doubt about that. And so I definitely think it'll change. You know, if I'm the Saints, I'm going to always have somebody over the top for him. I'm going to put my corners in some tough situations. You're going to have to cover man to man. And, you know, Murray hadn't been really, I'm not going to say not wanting to throw the ball to the receivers, but it's been him and McBride who he's trusted. And so the biggest thing with me still with Murray, regardless of who's the coach, can his defense keep him in the pocket? Can they make him have to be a a pocket passer and have to beat me with his arm. Not saying he's not going to hit some throws, because he's definitely going to hit some throws, but the majority of the time he makes his money outside of the pocket, being able to make the defense kind of have to react to him and do some different things of that nature. And so it'll be intriguing what rush approach they try to use to try to get to him as well and be able to slow down some of those weapons.
Deuce, I think a lot of times, you don't realize he's not a real tall guy. I mean, he's really not the tall guy at all. But he's really a pocket passer. He likes to throw the football from the pocket. But I think he moves a little bit left, a little bit right for his vision, for the throwing lanes. He sees it better that way. And, okay, Drew did it at a level very few guys could do it. Steve Young was not a real tall guy either. But, man, when you got wheels like what Kyler Murray got, you can really cause a lot of havoc. Because of the fact, on a 2nd and 7, he can get you 6 yards and create a 3rd and 1. Or he gets you a 1st down because of his feet. He can get away from people really well, but he really is more built that he would love to stay in the pocket and throw it. But because of his lack of size, he moves a little bit so he can see the lanes to throw downfield to better.
Yeah, and I think when I go back and look at it, I think going to the left is his favorite. So yep. I want to flush him right. I want to flush him right, or I want to keep him in the middle of the field. Now, if he's in the middle of the field, I mean, as far as in the pocket, that's fine. Normally, if it's not deep middle, he's not looking in that area. He's going to be looking for the check now, or he's looking for the deep out. Now, here's the thing. He's got the arm to be able to do it. But I think that you will have more opportunities if he is in the pocket to be able to take away some of the things that he likes to do. Because if he's in the pocket, he's not breaking down and they turn it into a scramble drill where now he's got you on skates because he can run it and he can still keep his eyes down the field. And just with the flick of a wrist, he can hit you.
Man, he's got the prettiest pass. Man, he could. I mean, yo, he's really got a nice just the way the ball comes off his hands. It's a real easy pass to catch. What's been the big difference this year you've seen in Kendra Miller? Because that's a guy we've talked about. He's got to mentally understand this is the NFL better. He's got to get himself in shape better. He's had some injuries, but partially, you know, you got to be a pro. You got to understand this is the NFL. You're not on scholarship no more. This is a great opportunity here in 2025 to be the first man off the bench when you got to give, you know, your ace a little bit of breathing time.
My advice, keep your head down and work. Block out the noise, keep your head down and work. You kind of know what it's like now and what I have to do to get my body ready, even though I may not feel like that I need to go to the sauna, even though I feel like I may not need to go to the chiropractor. Those are things that I need to do, because the most important part for Kendra is being available on Sunday. So don't take it for granted, because at this point, you know that, hey, I'm out to prove week in and week out that I can be available, because playing the game, I know I can do. It's just, can I make it for 17 games? And so keep your head down and work. You know, I'm soaking in everything that they teach me. You know, it's a new system for him, so he's having to learn nuances and do different things. So I want to go and play, but I just want to work. And that's, I think that's the most important thing for him.
When the Saints go to 3 wide receivers, we know if everybody's healthy, Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, who's 3? Is it Brandon Cooks or is it Valet?
Brandon Cooks.
Okay.
I think at this point right now, Valet will have packages, but if it's just regular 3 receivers, it's going to be Brandon Cooks.
And that would make more sense. Valet's been here, about a week and a half, something in that range.
Yeah. Call it 2 weeks, whatever it is. Yeah. Call it 2 weeks, but, I mean, it's Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, okay. It's a college football question, and somebody asked me to ask you this, so you're going to know where this goes, because I think he got dough in the game. Why has Kentucky played Ole Miss so well over the last 4 or 5 years? If they haven't come up with a victory, these games have either went to overtime or it's a 2 or 3 point spread between the two of them. Ole Miss opened a 10.5 point favorite against Kentucky, but Dukes, we've seen this in every sport. One team, for whatever reason, matches up against you. Coaches change, players change, and yet whatever happens, it's sort of crazy how you match up. And Kentucky has been able to match up really well against Ole Miss.
The only year I think it wasn't close was maybe Will's either senior or junior year in Oxford. But outside of that, they beat you last year. And a lot of it, you want to tell you what it comes down to? Probably not respecting your opponent. Thinking that they are a basketball school, in a sense. And guess what? They got some pretty good football players. They got a couple of guys that are in the NFL right now.
Yes.
And when you're not ready to play and a team kind of hangs around and they know that you don't respect them, they're, it's their Super Bowl. And they were probably one of the teams that cost you a playoff spot last year.
No question. And I still don't see how they lost to LSU in Baton Rouge, you know, because you had the lead and you went into overtime, and the only time you lost the lead is when Nussmeier hit, God bless him, Kyron Lacy in the end zone for a touchdown.
You want to go get a cold drink? Because that's how long it's going to take to talk about that.
Man, hey, I got to tell you, though, and Charlie told me this, man, Mike, you were right. Isaiah Simmons. And I saw him at Manning camp, and I really hadn't seen him play a lot because he hadn't played a lot at Ole Miss. And, yeah, he made a couple mistakes. But Deuce, man, he got some talent. He can sling it, and he's accurate and just so smart with the football downfield. Man, the Rebels got something there. They got something at quarterback.
I know Isaiah is not my – I know Simmons is not my son, but he is a left-handed flamethrower. He would not have stayed – he would not have made it to the football field. He would have stayed on the diamond. He is a MLB closer if you ever seen one. Now, he may have even developed into a starting pitcher, Major League Baseball, but to come in as an 18-year-old and you're throwing 95 and 97 mile per hour – you would have never touched that pigskin. We would have fought, son.
Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy having you on, buddy. Thank you. And listen, I'll talk to Bebe and get that honorary membership with the Bayou Boys.
I surely appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Deuce McAllister, the color analyst here with the Saints Radio Network here on the Big 870 WWL. And you hear him weekly here on the Big 870 on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break on the Big 870 WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.